The Berrien Springs School, Nashville, Tennessee, June 30th, 1904. I praise the Lord for the good work that has been done at the Berrien Springs School. A similar work might be done in many other places if those who know the truth had the moral courage to obey the word of the Lord. God has blessed in the establishment of the Berrien Springs School. The work was small at the beginning, but the Lord helped the men who made this humble beginning, and the work has made rapid progress. A school after the same order, a school in which the teachers will endeavor to inculcate the principles that were taught in the schools of the prophets, is to be established near Nashville for the training of workers. About 9 miles from Nashville, toward Edgefield Junction, Brethren Sutherland and Megan found a farm of 400 acres for sale, which they thought might be used for school purposes. As we looked this place over, we became deeply interested in it. The size of the farm, its location, the distance that it is from Nashville, and the moderate sum for which it could be purchased seemed to indicate that it is the very place needed for our schoolwork here. The house is old, but it can be used until more suitable school buildings can be erected. Other properties were examined, but we found nothing so well suited to the work. The farm is so large that it not only affords a place for the school for the training of white teachers, but a place also for a colored sanitarium and a training school for colored students. The school for white people and the sanitarium and school for colored people can stand entirely separate, and yet the teachers can counsel together, and the forces of both will thus be strengthened. The price of the place, including standing crops, farm machinery, and over 70 head of cattle, was $12,723. I felt so thoroughly convinced that it was a favorable location for the work that I advised our brethren to make the purchase. The place has been purchased, and as soon as possible, Brethren Sutherland and Megan, with a few experienced helpers, will begin schoolwork. We feel confident that the Lord has been guiding in this matter. The plan upon which our brethren propose to work is to select some of the best and most substantial young men and women from Berrien Springs and other places in the North, who believe that God has called them to work in the South, and give them a brief training as teachers. Thorough instruction will be given in Bible study, physiology, the history of our message, and special instruction will be given regarding the cultivation of the land. It is hoped that many of these students will eventually connect with schools in various places in the South. In connection with these schools, there will be land that will be cultivated by teachers and students, and the proceeds from this work will be used for the support of the schools. Last Monday, we went once more to see the place after its purchase had been completed, and we feel very much pleased with it. I earnestly hope that the school to be established there may be a success and may help to build up the work of the Lord in this part of His vineyard. There are men of means in Michigan and the neighboring states who can assist this enterprise by loans without interest and by liberal gifts. Let us sustain Brother Sutherland and Brother Megan in their efforts to advance this important work. Just before He ascended to His Father, Christ bade His disciples go forth into all the world to proclaim to all nations the truth He had entrusted to them. To us also this commission is given. Instead of colonizing, those who know the truth for this time are to go into places that have not been worked and labor for others. They may have to begin their work in a very quiet, humble way, but it will grow if they follow Christ's methods. The promise is theirs. Lo, I am with you alway, even unto the end. Matthew 28, verse 20. These workers may have to meet with opposition from those who cling to the idea of centralization, but this should not hinder them from going out as pioneers. Do you think that in these last days, when the world is growing worse and worse, we shall be allowed to colonize? No. We shall be scattered. It should be the purpose of the teachers in our schools to train workers to go into new places to teach others. The Spirit of God will be with those who do this work.